welcome to the Marvelous from TerranMGMRadio.com. I'm sorry, my voice is slow. Actually, I'm thinking about calling this Manly Ones. Notice, there's no Warren. So we can say that.
There's so many things we could, you know, the ratings upgrade, excellence show. We just keep going. Keep going on.
Ones, cool ones.
Non-wussed out ones.
Non-wussed out ones.
Not whipped ones.
That was lame. Lame.
Lame. Lame. I wish we, oh my gosh, here's something that'll blow your mind. It's very abstract. What if Harry was here and he could make like 10 minutes of comments? That would be glorious, so clever, and entertaining.
If I had known he was going to punk out, I totally would have cut up 10 minutes of
just of some insults. Some dry, wry comments that are just cold and to the point. I do not understand humans. They are like this. Just something.
Whoa. Why are you calling Warren a human?
Well, he's new to the planet. We got to give him a little time to adjust.
You don't know.
Man.
We got plenty to talk about.
Let's just get Murderbots out of the way because RA's going to – I got first call. I call shotgun on RA.
Listen, but Viggo Murderbots. I saw last week I thought that lady was going to be like a spy.
Oh, my gosh. You could kill everybody except Crazy Eye. You could outside. You could get. Why would you kill her? She was the rising star, and she even ended strong. She's like, well, then she made another penis commentary on the thing, and I was like, this. I love. She's awesome. And then, Kaplowy. Why did Kaplowy her, Phil?
I saw her go bad. I just loved that. They're like, well, where is a poof? I was like, yeah, right on, brother, man. Good episode.
Yeah, but she's not coming back. Bring her back.
I'm like, the only cute chick on the show is dead.
Well, clever. She was the nurse of RA. I'm like old school pool. She is like Trading Places at the very end. Turn her back on. Bring her back.
She went right back into talking about banging the bot.
She's like a dog, you know, wanting a treat, just fixated, pure, unadulterated. I have one thing in my mind, and it's glorious. And
so here's my question, and we'll never know the answer now. Was she really fixated on that, or was that just her cover to make him not?
No, that was visceral. No, they wrote that viscerally. That was her. Yeah, that you can't hide that. No, those weren't lion eyes, sir. She wanted some love bot. She wanted some murder love bot.
Yeah,
and more power to her. The more we talk about her, the more favorite she is in that show, I think, because no one on the show is like really super like you know. Again,
I'm not contrasting to really anybody,
as opposed to like RA, like multiple boom, 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 boom. Obviously, Harry, Asta, the mayor's wife, baby. You can go on and on. This one's like, yeah, she's okay. That's it. If my language, okay, she's okay. And then I'll be, oh, ooh, who is this? Who's this one?
Don't kill Deadeye because she earned her place in space with Joyride. Right?
she earned
her place in comic lore with me.
It's like, hey, oh, there's a new show with Joy. What is it? With Deadeye. What is it? Shoot it over. I'm there. I'll wipe off
I'm
my plans.
Checking
there
it out.
Yeah.
You tell me Deadeye's in it. I'm checking it out. Give it the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
But just a good show.
Okay. What was her comment on the penis thing again? On with the murder bot? I don't even remember.
The
I just remember.
The line was, well, you paid for it. You own it.
Her penis line was like, I don't want to keep saying the word so many times, but again, she was just, because I remember the prior episode, I still can't get over it. Well, does it do this? Does it change size? And she put the fist in the air and it started rotating. Does it do that? Does it move her? She was basically calling him like a mobile dildo. And it was original. And she pulled it off, executed. And now she's
kind of sad to see her go.
I'm not kind of, I am sad. Purely,
I don't know if the writers thought she was going to go over that well with the audience.
They were wrong. They were just wrong. Maybe she was, beyond hope. Maybe she was a murder bot herself, and they can do they translate her, they transpose her consciousness into another vessel.
I just hope wherever she came from, they find more.
I'm so sad. I'm glad the RA. This was my connoisseurly strategy. I watched Murderbots first as an appetizer, and then hoping so hard, RA was the main entree to bring it home. And without giving up too much, it was the entree, the dessert, and then the fourth, fifth serving.
Did you try it at the end of Resident Alien?
What was at the end? What was the very...
Well, where Harry told...
Monologue Asta, or before monologue?
Well, when Harry told Asta about...
Are we going into RA? Murderbots is done.
I mean, do we have any more to say?
Okay, go.
Okay, wait. Hold on, we'll just say this. I'm very intrigued to see where the Murderbots goes.
I don't know. Part of me took some sail out of my winds. Got to be... not going to lie.
I'm still
not
intrigued. Gonna lie. And somewhere there needs to be a Sanctuary Moon crossover.
If it's popular enough, that's the hallmark of every great show, is they do have a sidekick. You know, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, there's going to be...
Well, I just mean like a show where he's like hallucinating in the reviving.
Oh, you want him in that world.
Yeah, like kind of like what Star Trek Strange New Worlds has done a couple times.
You got to admit, it's a great novelty. You know, yeah. we're an RA, he'll go dung, 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 and it's just a nice little comment or quip. This one, they actually do a full production into it.
Because they show part of that, and I'm in.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to give Warren credit after his his AWOL today. But he was the one who recommended the show, and hesitant because he recommended it. They have pulled the stars. I mean, again, I think I mentioned before, they're like at best second, but definitely third, fourth tier stars with Round Eye and the guy who played Sulu. And like,
Dead
okay.
Eye, not Round Eye, you racist best. You're the Asian.
I got excited. Forgive me. I got caught up in the moment. Okay, so here's the score. Phil, 1,005,000,006,000. Fernando, 1.
Giant one, though. Giant one.
Oh, damn. See how much the show budget of the show is without Warren?
Yeah. Giant one.
So if we're ready to leap, but any murder bot thing you have left, but I'm ready. I'm itching to jump.
All right, jump.
All right, here's the deal. I will stand by the last episode comment where it was okay, if that, which makes it the worst episode ever in RA. And I didn't say it out loud, blasphemous as it was, is I didn't want to say, are they jumping the shark? Because like, oh man, is this the end? And then we have basically season 3-4, and that's whatever. They back, baby. We're back, baby. Oh my G. Because again, there are no shows I can think of that are throwbacks to Mel Brooks where you LOL. They hit me nonstop, pretty much, or definitely the first half of the episode. But yeah. OMG, ILOL. So they didn't quit.
Then they got real, and then it got sad.
What was the real part? Is it before the monologue?
When he turned to Asta, and he was like, well, isn't that what you did? I can't think of that.
Oh, he did one of those moves. Yeah, it wasn't.
He's like, isn't that what you did to him? And she was like feeling all bad. Then she went and talked to him. And then at the end, he's all tore up, and they're playing the Incredible Hulk.
Oh my gosh! I forgot about that. That's what I'm saying. They're back with everything I just mentioned. I want to get into all the funny stuff in the beginning. But when they pulled the Bruce Banner old school TV, damn! I feel guilty that I even said
and
bad things or thought
it
bad things.
Great. Put his thumb out. The guy slowed down, rolled on, and then he put it back out. I was like.
Speechless. There are no words. You can try, but there are no words for that moment.
No words. I just they brought like mouth.
They
open.
Brought out of they nowhere. Nowhere have they ever mentioned anything like that before. Even like it was almost a MASH moment, but different. Where they didn't. No, they did. Oh, they did.
Threw that out. Bam, and I was like, oh.
No, but it wasn't like a hard bat. It was like a bat that was covered in 25 cushions and they hammered you with it. It was a soft but blunt, harsh blow. And you get me excited about, because I forgot about that. I was like, okay, here's the thing. We started the show a little early today and you're like, hey, we can go on now, because Warren's like, it's like I actually played like the first 10 minutes of RA, where I said all these times throughout our entire series, is I said there have been plenty of times that I got to watch it again. I have never watched an episode of any of the shows we've loved. Again, I watched the first 10 minutes, gets out. That's all the time I had before we went on here today. I watched the first 10 minutes again, just because I needed it. I didn't want it. I didn't desire it.
No,
I
needed it. It was a need.
And then I don't remember the back more than 60% of the end. And I totally forgot till you mentioned it now. I totally forgot about the Dave Banner. Yeah, wow. Wow. They pulled it. Whoever, yeah, it's back. I think they didn't take the drugs required in the first writer's room meeting for the first episode, but they came back strong. They took all the drugs and creativity and talent. The Bruce Banner, holy crap. Because I mean, the bar is so high, where you as you were mentioning, like, oh, there's the Asta moment where she's like, he's like, oh, that's what you did. That was good. Okay, granted. However, when you put it in contrast to the one in the glacier or whatever, you don't have much faith. Let me just say it for the viewers. You don't have much faith in humans or whatever. It's like, well, you don't either. Like, oh, that has
to be. I think that's more impactful to us because that's the first time he did that.
And then they followed it up. You pull it out. He's like, oh, your penis is still there. It's like, so I like that. Oh my god! You! What are you doing to me? You go from the human thing to touch my penis again. Oh, who runs the show? There needs to be like a Mount Rushmore for comedy shows. You know, have the MASH writers up there, and then definitely the RA writers. That's just brilliant. That's talent.
They kicked a little behind this week.
This was Babe Ruth pointing to the rafters and going, then whap on the first pitch. It's but yeah, I just watched the first 10 minutes, try to remember stuff, but the whole quick, I mean, they just went boom, boom. There was no hesitation. There was boom.
And then
boom, they connected.
I'm worried about Judy Pooper.
Worried about as a character or storyline?
Yeah. Well, she's in the hotel in the next town with the Mantid living there.
They won't do that. They better not do that. They'll get a strongly worded letter from me. I'll tell you that much. Their Yelp score will drop, sir. No, but yeah, just because it's a little bit fresh, but they just didn't stop. It was a home run. It was like a Bugs Bunny episode where he just went to the plate, home run, to the plate, home run. Because Harry's back, and he's like I understand you wanted me to freeze. Like, you were the first one into the car, and if you didn't have the keys, you would have left us there. So from that to like, I cannot sleep alone. I found some gin. Why are you looking at me? And he comes out naked, and then throws the blanket. And I get all flustered because it was so good. So the moment again where they're on the sofa, or he was on the sofa, and he goes, I understand why they wanted me to sleep here. He wanted me to protect Asta and the other one. Just, what were he, season 25
Darby?
Now?
You mean Darby?
Damn it. That's just great. The delivery is perfect. Just to understand, you know, my little pinhole into the filmmaking world, this starts as a white sheet of paper, okay? And someone wrote that. Just knowing the moment, knowing the characters and talent and all that, but they went, okay, sitting on the sofa to protect Darcy and the other one. That's just brilliant. That's some Einstein caliber writing. That's just, and I'm not even, oh, okay, so I'm going to shift over into pervy world where, oh, damn, the mayor's wife, she didn't do anything sexy at all, per se. She just walked out in like the pajama shorts. Oh my God. And She started looking, in that moment anyway, she just started looking more attractive.
Do you understand why I like angry women? Hurt, angry women. My God.
I didn't even get the anger. I just, from a visual, like, wow, that's she is a smoke show. She's gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman. And then I don't even know if she had any lines in this movie after that. everything just went white. I started walking around in the loose high pajama shorts, and then I don't know if there was any dialogue.
She's a smoke show, because that is like, wow.
And then before, wasn't she in like some yoga pants or workout gear like that? And you know, I don't want. I get it. You know what? What if the mayor was a ultra the toxic male beforehand, and then he saw her in the pajama shorts, and then that's why he's like a beta mayor now. Who knows? And Big Black can just have fun all day with him. And then, but I understand. I guess what I'm saying. If that's I understand.
Because
you know what? This is no joke. As a man, there may be more choices, but here's some star choices. You're either going to turn into the mayor, or you're going to turn into Bruce Banner with the thumb up. If you don't accept the call to pajama shorts. So that's just sad. It's hard being a man. It's hard being a man when those are your like main choices. Don't you rabbit hole. I see you go to your computer.
No,
don't
rabbit hole. You know what I was thinking? I couldn't remember his name. We haven't seen Asta's dad this season.
Correct.
I was just making sure
he was I'm okay alive. With that as long as he comes. Yeah, he's alive. As long as he comes back later. Because he's like the Mr. Wisdom guy. He comes in and just he drops the
well, just when you were saying stuff, I was like, wait a second. We haven't seen. I was thinking about characters we haven't seen.
Well, the nurse came back. I thought of you first.
The nurse came to me first too.
But see what I'm waiting for, and I see you coming. I'm watching you, RA writers. You're hitting me with what's awesome, and this is going a little further, essential out being brainy, whatever. Everyone is flawed, and that makes the storyline so rich. Asta, you think, oh, she's the caring one, she's the best friend, but you know she slept with the alien, and she actually did forget. You know, she didn't recognize it wasn't Harry the whole time. You are my friend. You did not really that. You know, she's flawed. Obviously, Harry's flawed, gloriously flawed. Darth, the gin under. I found a bottle of gin under this. Why are you looking at me? Everybody's flawed. You know, the mayor, the mayor's wife. They're all flawed. And you put them. It's like I don't know, because I'm going out there, but it's life. It's everybody, and they just illustrate all of them so gorgeous, beautifully. I just had it. Yeah, went off on a tangent. Even the kids, they're all flawed.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
I love how he was trying to talk to Bridget, where Bridget's like she'll protect the kids. He's like, no, what about me?
Well, that's what I mean. That's throughout the show, even before that, with Asta and Darcy. It's what was it? He's like, something about it. Like, oh, we need to do this. I can go, I can do this, isn't that? Well, because it's about you, right? No, that is not the reason at all. I'm all flustered again. Just again, the dialogue was on. It's RA's back. The dialogue and the execution, all there. Big Black was being Big Black again. And yeah, even with it's true to his nature, as you're saying. When the gray died, the one that showed him, because we were bitching before last episode, excuse me, where like it's too easy. Yeah, I want to go to Earth. And she's not. And then, if anything, that one hit me emotionally. It was actually the gray that was turned into goop in the sack, because she's like, he's like, you know, I did all this, and I'm just using you. I just needed information. And she's, you know, I don't know if he was trying to apologize. Maybe he was. Anyway, the point being, he was like, you don't understand. You gave me the greatest day and a half of my entire existence. I wouldn't try. That's what you give me. Like, whoa, that made me recall like real life stuff. Like with all the guff we have to deal with, and like you took me back to my day and a half, whatever chapter in my life. Like, yeah, that made it everything. It made everything. It's whoa, where did show. You come from? What are you doing to me? Where did you come up with that?
It's a real show about real lives.
And on an absurd platform. You know, an alien.
Yeah, but also just like real people live it, right? Like, you know, the joke between friends, the one friend being a wussy and bailing out. I mean,
which friend would that be?
But just just, it's real. It's just real.
But it's so funny, Phil. And then they hit you, go back to the glacier. He hit you with something like real as F. Like, ow, that you recognize that it's impactful, but part of you doesn't recognize or recognize that it's deeper than you're gonna ponder later. And they hit you with a silly, like something that is god awful funny, like within seconds. Yeah. That is, wow. Wow.
It's,
so again,
it's like being in a washing machine.
I don't know what it is. It's just you know what it is? Better example. It's Loki at the end of Avengers and the Hulk going where he goes, like, I don't know, blah, 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 Loki's blah blah blah. He's like, punny god, grabs him by the shin, wham, 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 wham. Yeah. That's what it is. It's just taking us back and forth, and there is no, I mean, they'll give us like a moment to recoil, like maybe the deputy walking down the street, but that's it. And then it just punches you right in the throat. And then after you, it doesn't even let you catch your breath. And then punches you in the teeth. That's all I'm saying. But the goopy alien, and then the big black is staying true to himself finally. He's not.
And then he stuck his hand in the bag and there was
goop. And the goopy?
Yep. He's like, yeah, right?
Then he figures it out. He's like, ah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, all of it. The Liz, is that the deputy?
Yeah,
she's
Liz.
She's saying, she's keeping it real.
The alien.
Joseph, it was Joe something. Yeah. Good pull. So, but he's starting to, he's one of those, I don't necessarily want him on the show, but okay, he's fulfilling a role. And then I hate to admit it, because obviously I'm alpha male and I hit it with every woman I encounter. I just, it's glorious. However, there's that moment where at the end they're on the log and then like, okay, we're having a little connection. He starts leaning into her and he leans away and pushes, she pushes him with one hand. It's like, oh, I don't want to say it, but maybe I've been there before. And I feel like, for you, brother. Oh. That was a brother moment. I feel for you, brother.
That was like, oh, you poor man. You just got friend zoned.
After he got the dumb ditty.
Right.
Like several times he dumb dittied. And then she does that.
But then he got dumb dittied by the Aunt Mantis. Have his face, his arm. And she was like,
oh, that
is a little superficial.
Yeah, and I love Asta. I think she's. Oh no, I shouldn't say that. She hears that. I'm definitely. If I ever meet her, I'm gonna get the shove.
You just friend zoned yourself.
Oh damn it! Not again.
Yeah, you have better words. Like I lost.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna take this a totally arbitrary, abhorrent. Peripheral sideline. I just on the Facebook feed, I saw a clip from Star Trek: Next Generation, where Next Generation, younger version. He's leaving. Picard's leaving. Data's chambers and goes. I'll scramble this a little bit, but even if you make zero mistakes, it's still possible to lose. That's not weakness. That's life. I was like, what? What? Damn, just that was it was kind of that moment. I'm sorry to bring you there, but I just saw it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like it definitely turned around from like
hard.
Oh, what's going on?
Episode like, one, oh, yeah, for dang sure.
This is what I remember.
This is what I love. This is like, yeah, this warms my. This called a heart, Phil.
Because
it's a thing in your chest.
I even overlooked the little stuff that would have annoyed me less.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right? Oh, I was gone. Thinking. It was gone, all gone, washed free, clean. You're back. Mm. If we get, I don't want to say this. Obviously, I want every episode to continue like this. But even if we only get two or three more out of this season, I can live with that. Yeah. Just because it brings that much joy, it's that good. And I have a good life. So damn, that's shut your face, New Yorker. You and your shiny new teeth think you're all that because you're shiny new teeth. So poo-poo on you, Warren, for missing this episode, not to join in the glory.
Yeah, he probably didn't watch. I didn't hear no background in his house of people talking. I just think he didn't watch.
He gets kicked out of the club, man. That's kicked out of the club worthy if he didn't watch.
It was so good. It was good to have
you back. Made me forget about the Bruce Banner. That was Wow. Even if it was just that, it would have made the episode, but it was times 10.
Yeah.
That. I can't remember all that. I mean, I tried to remember as much as I could, the great dialogue in the beginning, the mayor's wife pajama pants, and then Dave Banner at the end. And it was consequential, but it faded. The fact that Big Black saw the cyborg now. And
about the little like music guy when Joseph came in to serenade Asta, where he brought the guy playing the music in the breast exam.
I thought that was a little campy, and I didn't like it until he like told him to stay outside. It's like, all right, that's good.
He didn't like send him away, and then he just kept and he kept pointing, like he stopped the conversation to look like, why are you not on your knees with me?
That was a guilty pleasure. I'll call it that. I was like, I don't want to like this, but okay, that's kind of good.
It was funny enough. When I was like, all right, they got to send him away. And then he's like pointing to where he wants. I'm like, that's like me and my chauffeur.
Mister, I haven't touched a handle in decades.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I can't wait till the next. Well, see, don't all size right, me man. Up and knock me down. It better be.
Got to keep budget.
I'll
it.
Say it as good. It better be
keep
as good.
Keep bringing it
all day. Harry,
I believe. I think there's 8 to Murderbot, maybe 10.
Where are we at? 4 or 5?
6.
That's a good sign. Yeah. That means it's going fast, even though we're that deep. Yeah. That's fine. And out of 9?
I think 8 or 10.
Oh, well, that would
I'll
be right in the
next show. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm definitely looking forward to Resident Alien. There's probably other stuff coming out, but I don't know if I care right now. That's what I'm going to say.
Cinema wise, we are in getting close to the Fantastic allergy. The Fantastic Four and Superman. So,
yeah.
And just as an aside, because it doesn't matter anymore, but Gunn's coming out a little bit and talking about Marvel, how they've I won't say screwed up, but they've had a misstep as far as putting too much content out there. It's hurting them. Which is not wrong. But I'm looking forward to Superman.
Yeah, I'm not. I like the content when it's there and it's good. But yeah, maybe they are rushing things.
Well, definitely with Star Wars. They put out too much as far as Star Wars. Because there were at least 2, if not 3, series that they shouldn't have with Boba and Ahsoka.
Yeah. The guy who plays Boba Fett was complaining that he hasn't been back yet. It's like, bud, did you watch your show?
Well, hey, no, all love. He's looking for a paycheck. Even though he's got to be well over double millionaire status at this point with all the stuff he's doing.
You would think.
Yeah. Nice being greedy. Okay, I'm on the other side now. What's wrong with you, man? You're being greedy. You're lucky you got a dime for that.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Anyways, this has been the Marvelous One here on IndianRadio.com.
Ones,
Spotify.
Plural.
Sorry, got you here. The Manly Ones, the Magnificent Ones, the Warrenless Ones. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Talk more Resident Alien, more Murderbots.